Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. It is our Tuesday edition, November 5th, 2013. It's the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice and Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We have the program live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, podcasts at buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com, and we're proud of our newest link on the homepage of Inside Tucson Business, along with the Green Valley News and Zoharita Sun and Blog for Arizona. So we've got three podcast locations for you and three link sites to the Buckmaster Show. Make it as easy as possible for you to hear us on your schedule. During this noon hour, we'll begin with a conversation with one of the three Republicans running for Congress in that sprawling First Congressional District of Arizona. His name is Gary Keeney. He will join us on the live line in a moment. 20 minutes past the hour, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley has a pleasant look on his face. The market's been on a bit of a little seesaw today. We'll find out about that. 30 minutes past the hour, Dr. Ray Woosley. We always look forward to his segment, which is called Your Meds. And then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Margaret Regan, the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly, will tell us what is going on in the art world. 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line, and we invite you to become a member. Actually, don't be a member, but you can be a friend of us on Facebook as we push on toward 3,000 friends by our three-year anniversary of this radio show, which will be January the 3rd. Well, Arizona's first congressional district is indeed sprawling. In fact, I believe it is one of the largest, if not the largest, in the United States of the congressional districts, all the way from the northwestern Tucson suburbs north to the Utah border, up into the White Mountains and beyond, up to Navajo land. In next year's congressional primary on the Republican side, there are three candidates, and each is from a different part of the district, hoping to unseat incumbent Democrat Ann Kirkpatrick. You have House Speaker Andy Tobin from the Prescott area in the race, as is Oro Valley Representative Adam Quasman, and the third candidate is Gary Keeney from Eager, in Arizona's White Mountains. Mr. Keeney is a rancher, a businessman who owns three hotels in eastern Arizona. He's also in the oil and gas industry. And he is, maybe this is the most important, an award-winning team roper and gold card member of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Gary Keeney, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all today.
How is your roping going these days?
Well, when you get old, as old as I'm getting, those quick-handed young kids tend to take your money. So it's still a good hobby. It's kind of like playing golf. Everybody has to have their vice, and that's probably one of mine.
All right. I looked at your website. Here's what we come up with for your issues. You have defending land rights, limited government, reducing government spending and lowering taxes, pro-life, defending our Second Amendment rights, immigration, and ending Obamacare. Let's talk about what you put at the top of the list. On your website, you've got defending land rights. Is that kind of your number one issue, Gary?
Well, I think the defending of the land rights pretty much lends our district to its economic growth, and it's directly tied to that. If you look at the historical data in our district and throughout the West, you're going to notice that the cattle industry has suffered significantly over the last 50 years. When the enactment of the Endangered Species Act came into effect, and the ability for liberal groups to be able to sue the federal government and their permittees and their logging industries and mining industries under the guise that they're protecting the environment or the endangered species under the Equal Access to Justice Act. Now, if you look at the cattle industry and the forestry in our district, the curtailment of those two industries has hurt our local businesses significantly, and the economic growth in those districts, in fact, has placed them in a down spiral. Energy and mining is also very effective parts of our economy in our district, and it takes on federal lands now, it takes about 8 months to get a drilling permit to drill and explore for oil and gas. So you can see if you could streamline those actions and put the federal lands back into multiple use as they historically have been, with Arizona being 48% federally owned and controlled and managed. Basically, it's held in trust by the federal government on behalf of the states these lands are. If you could put those multiple use things back into effect, you'd see a dramatic increase in the economy in our district.
This is an interesting race, as I pointed out in the intro, because we've got three candidates from really distinctly different kind of geographical areas. You got Quasman kind of from the metropolitan Tucson area. You got Andy Tobin, both Quasman and Tobin, of course, lawmakers, and you're kind of you don't consider yourself, I guess, a politician, Gary Keeney.
Well, no, sir, I've never really been a politician, but I think that's our problem in this country. We've kind of surrounded ourselves and let career politicians get into the running of this country, and very few of them have ever had much business experience and practical experience. You know, you'll note that the majority of them have never had to make a payroll and have never had to pay for a business. They've just kind of found themselves a job working for the federal government, and that's really not what I'm looking for. I don't need a job. I've got a job.
And how about your roots in Arizona? You're pretty much a White Mountains. Is that where you grew up, or tell us a little bit about that?
Well, actually, I was born in Springerville in the old Rock Hospital there, and then I was raised in the little town of Reserve, New Mexico, which is straight across the state line in New Mexico. But we continued our family operation also ranched in Greenlee County, and we had a motel there in Clifton growing up. And so I've had been in and out and lived in Arizona off and on my whole life.
And Reserve, as I recall, is the county seat for the county of Catron County, which is, the last time I checked, per capita, there are fewer people per capita in that county than any other county in the United States. Isn't that correct?
That's pretty much correct, yes, sir. I believe that county is 98% federally owned, or 92% federally owned, excuse me, and very, very sparsely populated, yes, sir.
How about immigration? I see on the website you say you do not support the so-called Gang of Eight. How would you handle the immigration situation, Mr. Keeney?
Well, first off, you have to secure our southern border. You can't allow it to continue to just be wide open and allow people to come in and out of the country. So first off, you've got to shut the border, people coming through on the border, and you've got to establish then some sort of compromise. I don't think amnesty is the answer, and I don't believe direct citizenship to anybody that's been over here illegally is the answer. You know, there's a pathway to citizenship that's described and historically been used, and it's not necessary to grant amnesty. What's necessary is to find out who's here first off and document them. Once you get the border shut, and then you can, once you've controlled the flow, then you can decide what you're going to do with those that are already here.
How are you going to structure this campaign? This is a huge district to try to. Are you going to come down to try to cover all the major areas of the district campaigning?
Well, sir, a couple of my home in Springerville. I own a little place in Casa Grande as well. I've got a little winter place down there, so I'll spend a lot of time this winter in Casa Grande and contacting the people in the southern part of the district. And then in the northern part of the district, of course, I actually live in the district, which is at least one of my opponents does not, but I'll be able to contact those people, and I already know a pretty good majority of them, and so yes, you're right. I do intend to shake as many hands as I can.
Yeah, and you mentioned one of the candidates does not live in the district. Yeah, that is technically correct. I believe Andy Tobin lives just outside the district. In the Prescott area, is that? I think that's correct.
Well, I believe he's about 50 miles out of the, or 50 plus miles out of the district. But you know, the more the merrier. If he doesn't think the people in our district got sense enough to find somebody to run, then he's probably welcome to come into it.
How about Ann Kirkpatrick? How would you characterize her performance over the last year, anyway, since she was last elected?
Well, I believe her record speaks for herself, sir. She supported Obamacare and pretty much rubber-stamped everything the president and Ms. Pelosi have put in front of her. So, you know, I don't think she's adequately representing the district for the people that live there. I think she just kind of satisfied with the status quo and satisfied with the liberal agenda that she's obviously agreeing to.
Let me ask you something, Gary Keeney. If you had been in Congress when the government shutdown happened, how would you have positioned yourself?
Well, you know, it's not rocket science. The shutdown of the government is nothing that hadn't happened in the past. You know, when Tip O'Neill was Speaker of the House, he shut it down several times. And that's kind of what forced President Reagan to come to some negotiation with him and come to some negotiated agreement. That's why our system of government was set up the way it was, so that one person didn't control not only the rules but the money. You know, and the House of Representatives was set up to control the money, and if that's what you have to do to get people's attention, to get them to the negotiating table, then it's been done in the past.
Would you, I take it then, you would have been in favor of, you would have voted with the fellow Republicans on that?
I believe that Salmon and Swikert voted and Gosar voted exactly the way they should have voted. I believe I would have voted the same way. And I know it's tragic that government shuts down and people, you know, it did affect the economy in our district and people's jobs in our area, but the cold hard facts are it's nothing that hasn't been done before, and it's probably nothing that won't be done in the future.
Rose, can we take this call real quickly? Yes, we're going to squeeze a call in for you, Gary. Dan is with us, has a question or comment for Gary Keeney. Go ahead, Dan. Go ahead.
Hello. I'm sorry, Dan. I didn't hear your question. My phone line was breaking up.
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
Some of the Republicans are suggesting that the president is taking on authorities that the Constitution does not allow, that he's way overstepping his bounds. I was wondering how you feel about it. Do you think he's becoming kind of a dictatorial president?
Well, the president's actions obviously speak for themselves. You know, I've got some interest in some oil and gas leases in New Mexico on federal lands, and because of some executive orders he's passed, he's obviously not willing to abide by the rules that are set out by the BLM who oversee and manage those federal leases, and we've had to do extensive expenditures that was totally uncalled for just in an effort to satisfy him and his group of EPA people. Which, in that very instance, was totally their objection was to force us to plug and abandon wells. And if you look at the oil and gas production throughout the United States, you'll see that a large majority of the wells are what they call stripper wells that produce less than 10 barrels a day. Mm. And when you get a well that produces less than 10 barrels a day and you impose a bunch of expensive costs associated with it, such as moving a tank battery, which would be totally opposite of an environmental issue because you take a chance of breaking a tank.
That gets expensive. That gets very expensive.
It gets very expensive, yeah. What on their agenda, they were trying to force those wells to be plugged and abandoned.
Okay, Gary Keeney, we're going to have to run, but we do want to tell people they can find out more about you at your website, and it's KIEHNE for Congress.com. Mr. Keeney, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Immerse yourself in the wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 36% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass will be available for a limited time and is brought to you in partnership with UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit these science wonders today with the new UA SciPass. In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Looking for a family-friendly outing? Gather up the kids and head to the Desert Museum for the Beth Nielsen Chapman Concert on November 16th. The greatest journey you'll ever find. After the concert, enjoy Mighty Sky Night when the museum stays open till 10 p.m. for astronomy-inspired activities and nocturnal animal presentations. Chapman is an internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter. Songs from her Parents' Choice award-winning album, The Mighty Sky, use melodies and lyrics to highlight the wonders of the solar system.
Listen up, children, got a story to tell. There's music out in space ringing clear as a bell.
Chapman will also perform her biggest hits, like This Kiss and Happy Girl, made famous by Faith Hill and Martina McBride. Tickets for this musical adventure are only $10 for children and $20 for adults for the 3 p.m. matinee performance. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to desertmuseum.org and click on the Mighty Sky icon.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we always look forward to this time every Tuesday. It's our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, shelleyfishman.com.
Yeah, shelleyfishman.com. Easiest way to spell it. And I'm not plugging it, seriously, not much.
No, it's good to see you. No, we do want to mention, though, because this is kind of a – you've kind of revamped the website.
Yeah, we have. We've revamped the website done some re-registration. So we're kind of excited about using the website more actively. There's a lot of information on there, a lot of calculators. You know, if you're interested in investing, you can actually use that website as a homepage. I know I do.
Okay, good news. The economic recovery in Europe looking pretty good these days.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting. A year ago, we were talking about the demise of the euro and the fact that, you know, Europe was in deep
Greece
trouble.
Greece and Portugal
yeah. are still in some trouble. But on balance, the Northern European countries have done fairly well. The banks are stable. The bond markets, the debt markets in Europe are stable right now. And we're beginning to see a turnaround from recession. I saw some numbers this morning. It looks like they're forecasting about a 2% increase in GDP for UK for 2014, which is actually a little bit higher than they're forecasting for both Germany and France.
Mm-hmm.
But again, back in January, February timeframes, we talked about the fact that Germany and France were in recession. And since markets are a leading indicator, it's a good time to get into those markets. And you can do that by buying an exchange-traded fund that simply trades in the entire
European
index
Union,
for the countries, actually,
yeah.
specific
okay.
countries, France, Netherlands, Russia, whatever.
So it's kind of a basket of the whole.
Exactly. Yeah. And those markets in this year, are, in some cases, are up 40%.
Wow.
So that turned out to be a very, very good play.
That would be a very good play. Our play continues on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, having – are we at that 20% for the year on the Dow?
We are. We're just under 20%, Bill,
wow.
and it seems to be kind of stabilizing there.
Which is great.
We'll see what happens. I mean, we've got two more months to go, and of course all sorts of things can happen. But the NASDAQ is up 30%. The S&P 500, which of course is a broader index, is up, you know, close to 23.5%. So by anybody's standards, that's a pretty good year.
And now your clients are going to be saying, can we duplicate that next year?
Oh, you can bet on it. You know?
There you go.
What did you do for me this morning?
What's going on? We had a great year in 2013. What about 2014? For investors, getting back to you mentioned the European situation, are there some other plays that might look pretty good right now on the international scene?
I think there are.
Asia?
I'm a little cautious about Asia only because we're seeing what some people call a slowdown in China, and it certainly is a slowdown from the double-digit growth that they had over the past several years. You know, they're down at just below 8% if the numbers are to be believed, and with China, that's always a question. Mm-hmm. India has...
With their funny bookkeeping.
Yeah, really. India has somehow screwed it up. Certainly Korea and Indonesia and Singapore. I mean, these are places that are doing just fine.
South America?
South America is also questionable right now. You have the economy in Chile is doing very, very nicely. Brazil is stagnating right now. And that's problematic given all of the things that they have going for them. So I'm kind of staying – if somebody has a position in emerging markets, I'm kind of holding on to those positions with less emphasis on specific countries. So, you know, out of India specifically, out of Brazil specifically, out of Russia specifically, into a broader basket of emerging markets. Where I see opportunity right now is both in the United States for 2014 and also in Europe.
And the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, the Saturday edition, had a big piece about gold and how it has been really down big time. And folks have lost a lot of money in that
gold,
area.
Gold is down 30%. I mean, we saw a top out at around $1,700 an ounce.
So it might be something to think about maybe for 2014.
Well, you use precious metals as a hedge. Mm-hmm. And if, on the other hand, you don't think you need a hedge because for whatever reason the markets are doing well, you'll lighten up there.
ShellyFishman.com or go to
BuckmasterShow.com.
And you will find certified financial planner Shelly Fishman, everything you need to know. Shelly, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House is now asking insurance companies to explain to Americans the cancellation notices that many have been receiving in the mail since the start of Obamacare. The brother of a man who police say killed himself after firing several shots inside a New Jersey shopping mall last night says he's not sure what led to his brother's actions. Police in Denver say two 15-year-olds put their lives at risk when they broke into an empty school building last night. They were carrying BB guns that appeared to be long rifles. Police were called after a cleaning crew spotted the teens breaking into the middle school. On Wall Street, stocks narrowly mixed. The Dow's up a couple of points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 8, the S&P trading 2 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time-clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. It's time for our monthly segment on the show focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. The average American takes a dozen prescriptions each year, and those over 65 take 17 prescription medications each year, six or seven each day. Our biomedical segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former UA College of Medicine Dean. He's founder and now president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. His latest venture is the Credible Meds. Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Visit crediblemeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. Good to be here.
And Science Foundation Arizona is now playing a key role in the future of Credible Meds.
They are. We are so pleased. They've been willing to sponsor us. You'll go to our website. You'll see their logo. And they have set up a link so that they can accept contributions, charitable contributions that are tax deductible in support of AZCert and Credible Meds. So they were so instrumental in helping the Critical Path Institute get, passed – the first few years of funding, and now that entity is doing great. I hope Science Foundation can do the same with Credible Meds, and I think they will.
Well, I'm very pleased they did step forward, because Credible Meds is such a really a wonderful resource, and any of our listeners who have any questions about medications, first of all, they can call us at 790-2040 or just go to the crediblemeds.org website. And all you have to do, Dr. Woosley, is put in your medication, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then what happens?
Well, right now you can download a piece of paper and put it all in on paper, just like we won't go there. You know what I'm thinking.
Right, yes.
Right. But starting this weekend, you'll be able to go in and log in to the site, put in your medicines. It will help you spell them, which is a critical part of it.
Yeah.
It'll allow you to give that list to your pharmacist, email it to your pharmacist or your doctor before your visit so they can check for drug interactions. We will be able to check to see if any of the medicines that you're taking can cause arrhythmias, which is the focus that we have. 30,000 people die suddenly every year from their medicines. And there's over 150 prescription drugs that we alert you to. And when you fill out your list of medicines, it will check to see if you're taking one or more of those medicines. Mayo Clinic in Rochester has found that using our list of medicines, they have been able to identify their patients that are at a fourfold greater risk of death. So we believe that using our medicine list will allow you to prevent the risk of serious harm, death, with medicines.
And so many of these medications have these side effects, don't they, that make the heart race, and that's so dangerous.
It really is. There's, so many off-target effects of medicines that we have today because they were developed for symptoms, and mm-hmm. we all have different symptoms. And the new medicines that are being developed today are more targeted. They go after the disease. So they're less likely to have these serious side effects. They're more likely to be beneficial, but they have to be tested. And, you know, you were citing the numbers. We take lots of medicines, but we need better medicines, and those need to be tested adequately. It really disturbs me that so many people are taking untested medicines that they buy in the health food stores and the gymnasium. There's 29 people who've lost their liver. They died because they were taking these dietary supplements to get a better exercise. And that's
It's so dangerous. We're going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line, and I think we have Matt has a question or comment for Dr. Woosley. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, Doctor, I don't know if you've seen the recent news about the Johnson & Johnson being fined up to, I think, about $1 billion-plus for actually advertising uses for their products or medications that were not authorized by the FDA. I was wondering if you had any comments about any of that. Thank you.
Great comment. Great topic. It's actually $2.2 billion.
Is it really that much?
I think it's going to be the largest fine that any company has ever had. But,
wow. What did they do?
They were promoting antidepressants for the use in children without any evidence that they were helpful. And in fact, we now know, and people suspected back then, that antidepressants can actually cause depression and cause you to be suicidal in a small number of people. And the pharmaceutical industry spends a lot of money to find out what their drugs can do, but they often would like to market them beyond that to broader audiences, and that's when they get in trouble.
Well, there was an interesting piece, Dr. Woosley, in the New York Times about these desperate patients. The pace of the clinical drug trials, as you know, can be, well, so slow that for these desperate patients, it's certainly too late by the time they're able to get the medication. But I guess there is a way for them to beat the clock.
Well, there is, and but it's got advantages and disadvantages that people need to be aware of. And this article in the New York Times spells it out beautifully. The problem, you know, everybody watching the news with an illness is so frustrated when they hear that it's cured in rats every night on the evening news. Well, when's it going to be available for me? It may be 10 or 20 years, and 19 out of 20 of these cures don't cure and never make it to market. That's life. I mean, that's biology. You can't change that. But we can be more efficient. And then, again, that's what the Critical Path Institute is doing, is to getting that process more efficient, more rapid. But if you have a serious illness, you want something quickly. Mm-hmm. And the best way to do that is to enroll in a clinical trial to get the most current, up-to-date types of treatment.
Is that fairly easy to do?
No, it isn't.
Oh, okay.
If you go to something like an Arizona Cancer Center or
Why
the Valley Fever Center.
Why did I suspect that was going to be the answer? Yeah.
That's where you can find out what trials are available. If you go to clinicaltrials.gov and you have search on lung cancer, there are over 1,600 trials for lung cancer.
Oh, my God.
So how do you pick those? And it's very complex. So you need a good oncologist at a place like the cancer center where they're doing these trials and can help find the trial that's best for you, because there are some amazing new treatments becoming available. And you can ask that you get them on a compassionate basis and not be in trials, but it's dangerous to do that because only 6% of these medicines actually end up turning out to be effective.
Is there a charge usually, or is it free?
Your insurance may be charged for some of these new medicines, but usually they're free. And the advantage is you get some very good medical care and the possibility of a medicine that will work. But you will help find out if that medicine will work. You'll help others in the future more than you'll help yourself probably.
And most medicines only work, I guess, just a percentage of the time anyway. Isn't that correct?
That's right. Unfortunately,
people think just because you're taking a medicine that you have a sure fire way that it is going to work, but that's not the case.
That's not the case. If you're talking about high blood pressure or depression or arthritis, 10, 20, 30% response rate is what you get, maybe 50 for some of these. So you need to work with your physician. Make sure first you're taking your medicines as directed and working with your physician to get the best possible outcome. And you may often have to change to a different medicine.
And again, that is clinicaltrials.gov, and that kind of tells you, I guess it's a clearinghouse pretty much of what trials are available.
The federal government requires that all clinical trials that are going toward approval of a product at least be registered there.
And some are run out of the University of Arizona, right? The Cancer
many
Center.
Of them.
The Valley Fever Center is one that comes to mind.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're doing development for a new medicine and vaccines for Valley Fever. The Cancer Center has teams of people who know what kinds of trials are doing those cutting-edge trials that really have the best chance of helping you. They will run a test on you and your cancer to make sure that you're getting targeted therapy.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Great to be here, Bill.
Dr. Woosley's website is crediblemeds.org. That is the place to go for all of your medication questions. And the place to be is every Tuesday here, first Tuesday of the month for Dr. Woosley for our Your Meds segment. Dr. Woosley, hope you have a great week. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery
Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Stop by the Rug Gallery showroom and see one-of-a-kind new and antique quality rugs during the 26th anniversary sale now underway. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
The every other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, where members enjoy benefits such as special discounts and member-only advanced ticket purchasing at the Fox Tucson Theater tonight. Pacific Mambo Orchestra featuring Tito Puente Jr., who is determined to present and nurture the vibrant, exciting, joyful musical legacy entrusted to him by his father. To view the full Fox Theater schedule, including Pacific Mambo Orchestra tonight, November 5th, and How Great Thou Art, the gospel music of Elvis on November 10th, call 547-3040 or visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. Margaret, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. And your piece that will be coming up in the Tucson Weekly in the next 24 hours or so has to deal with one of your favorite subjects, dance.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Now, doesn't this look like a great show? It's called Diavolo. This is a rather unusual company coming from L.A., first time ever in Tucson, as far as I can tell. And this is an extremely athletic company. I listed some of the backgrounds of the dancers in my story. One of them has been a competitive diver. One of them was a cheerleading champ. We have a belly dancer, a gymnast, a tumbler, and a circus arts guy.
Wow.
So they combine all those amazing athletic skills into dance. And I loved the artistic director when I spoke to him. He said, "I call my dancers strong gladiators. These are very strong young people who will be dancing, yes, but also flying above a boat-like structure on stage and jumping and being caught from many feet."
Hmm.
It should be quite a spectacle to see.
That's this Saturday night at UA Centennial Hall.
That's right.
So that's going to be a very fun and highly visual,
yes,
entertaining evening over at UA Centennial Hall.
And at the end, we can meet the dancers. They're all coming out on stage to tell us how they do their gladiatorial feats.
But they will also say, Margaret, probably do not try this at home.
I hope so.
Yes. In the art world, some of our friends at Etherton, they have a show up through November 16th.
Yeah, beautiful show, Bill. As always, that gallery does a great job. You may have noticed they won for the 15th year in a row a Best Gallery in the Tucson Weekly Best.
Well deserved
yeah,
to Terry
absolutely.
Etherton and his team.
Yeah, this is a beautiful show. This time they land it. It's three people in it. Masao Yamamoto is a very highly regarded and well-known Japanese photographer, and they were able to reel him in. He travels around the world all the time. He builds installations, site-specific installations and galleries with his photos, and he did six of those at Etherton. Those are all beautiful, teeny, tiny little photos of plants and some female nudes, just gorgeous. I described one of the bodies as simple and elegant as a haiku. Hmm. And then he does other larger photographs of landscape and drawing very deeply into the Asian landscape tradition in watercolor and in ink painting. Just beautiful, simple stuff. Another guy does, Charles Grog does gorgeous platinum photos of plants, only
wow.
His are big compared to Yamamoto's. And then we have Mamie Kratz, who's kind of a gallery regular from Phoenix, who does these very unusual combinations of plant parts and rosin, and they hang on the wall like paintings, but they're also kind of like sculptures. Very beautiful stuff.
Very nice. That's through November 16th downtown at the Etherton Galleries.
Mm-hmm.
William Shakespeare at the Rogue Theater.
Our old favorite, Will, right? opening this weekend at Rogue. Now, this is a play that you don't see too often. I mean, how many times have you seen A Midsummer Night's Dream? Probably
many.
A lot of times,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is Measure for Measure. It's one of Shakespeare's extremely dark plays, and so good for them, you know, undertaking the challenge. It's a very creepy story. I think it's set in Renaissance Venice. A man is in jail, and his sister, a nun, goes to plead his case with the judge, and the judge offers her an unsavory deal. If she sleeps with him, he'll let her brother go. So very creepy things about sex and power. So should be a good and interesting play to see opening this weekend.
At the Rogue Theater. Rogue is located where?
It's at University and Fifth Avenue in the old historic YWCA.
That's
they have
right.
Their own theater there. Very, very nice theater.
And that's up through, that show goes through November 24th. Mm-hmm. ATC is got an interesting challenge.
Yes, they do. I went to see this play last weekend. It's called The Mountaintop, and it's a play about Martin Luther King Jr.'s last night on Earth. He's in that motel in Memphis, which the following evening will become the site of his death. And you expect this to be sort of a very serious hero type of play about what the great man is thinking. But as our theater reviewer, Sherilyn Forrester, noted in her review, she says, whoa, this thing takes a turn, and then it takes another one. And I don't want to give anything away, but it starts out as a fairly realist hero type of play, and then after about 40 minutes changes completely into a piece of magical realism. Totally unexpected and you know, a little confusing, but again, you have to hand it to ATC for undertaking a challenging play of that nature.
Margaret Regan is with us, arts editor of the Tucson Weekly, and we are talking about our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report here, and brought to you by the Fox Tucson Theater, speaking of which, this Happiness series is generating a lot of buzz.
Yeah, and I love that because tomorrow night we have the Happiness series at the Fox, and then over at Casa de la Solana we have a death reading, so
oh.
I love that combo.
Mm-hmm.
The Happiness series has been this hugely successful enterprise. Happiness is a legitimate field of inquiry in the academic world right now. People are, each Wednesday night we have a professor from the UA attacking the issue from a different angle. Tomorrow night, we have an anthropologist who's going to describe the evolutionary links between exercise and happiness.
Yeah.
So we know exercise is good for your health, but it will also make you happier. So that's down at the Fox. And then at the same time, at Casa Libre in La Solana on 4th Avenue, we're going to have a reading of death poems. Mm. Not happy.
Well, it's just in time for our recent Day of the Dead and All
exactly.
Saints and Souls
yeah.
Days.
Seasonally appropriate. I mean, we have the Feast of All Souls, the Feast of All Saints, the Days of the Dead, Halloween, Samhain, the Irish version. So it should also be a fun evening. It's a whole anthology has come out of death poems back from the ancient poems up to Dylan Thomas and Sylvia Plath, who we know is a dark poet. And we have some local poets who are going to do the honors and read some of these poems.
Casa Libre in La Solana, 4th Avenue?
Yeah, sort of down towards the underpass. very nice little place in a little old house.
Okay, and that is tomorrow starting at 7:30 in the evening, free and open to the public.
Right.
Margaret, we are going to have to run. Thank you very much.
Okay, Bill.
Thanks
next
a lot.
Time.
Margaret Regan, arts editor of the Tucson Weekly, the every other Tuesday arts report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting How Great Thou Art, the gospel music of Elvis on November 10th. You will think the king is in the house, definitely, when Robert Shaw and a full 12-piece band with gospel quartet perform the rich and inspirational music that held a special place in the heart of Elvis Presley. To view the full Fox Tucson Theater schedule, including Pacific Mambo Orchestra, which is tonight, and How Great Thou Art, the gospel music of Elvis on November 10th, go to foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. The Buckmaster Show is also a presentation of Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where they're getting ready for the Fiber Arts Festival. That is November 15th and 16th over in historic Silver City, just three and a half hours east of Tucson to Silver City. Great places to stay, including Lake Roberts Motel, Pinos Altos Cabins. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Thank you, Culligan, all of our in-studio guests. Get a nice bottle of Culligan water. John C. Scott Show this afternoon, 3 to 5. Then Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe tomorrow morning, 6 to 8. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24-7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.